This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
In black? No, that's ATV.
I'm in black.
You are. I'm in black. I'm in, what is this, green? Yeah, I'm in green.
Forest.
Run, forest, run.
What's a vacation? Free Talk Live is like a box of chocolates. You never know what kind of nut you're going to reveal.
It's true.
Who's calling in? Telephone number 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We're doing a show.
We are.
We're talking about all sorts of fun things. We were talking about what happened to Library, LBRY. The decentralized video sharing protocol that also had a cryptocurrency token component to it in order to reward views and creators.
We're trying to get to the licensing.
Oh, I forgot I was going to look at that. I was going
You're holding us in suspense. What is the license that they need?
How do you keep libertarians in suspense?
A license.
Well, let's go to the phones. This is an unscreened caller. What is your name, please? You're on Free Talk Live.
Will from Tennessee.
Hey, Will from Tennessee. Thanks for calling. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I came up and visited you guys at Fork Fest a couple weeks ago and just had the time of my life.
Wait.
So you guys are even cooler in person. Wait, what?
Wait, so there was a guy who called Beard Talk Live last night. That wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me. In fact, that's actually funny you brought that up because I was sitting at my TV at 10:25 waiting for the live stream. live stream to go on so I could call in, and next thing I remember is waking up at 6 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Well, there was some other guy from Tennessee who, you know, Tennessee folks, I recognize folks from there by their accent. And
their license plate.
But, like, his name, I wasn't like, I'm not sure. Like, I think his name was Andrew, the guy who called in Beard Talk Live. And, like, he kept talking, and he said, yeah, I've been up to the White Mountains. And I'm like, was that the guy who came up just for four? But, no, it was you, Will, right?
It was me.
Okay.
Yep,
all
it
right.
Was me.
Well, anyway, it was nice to meet you. I remember that. You hung out. I know you got a copy of the Captain Kickassy Luthermania EP. Have you been cranking that?
I certainly have. I've been sharing it with anybody I can.
Nice.
I really like the first one, the Obey, talking about
contaminated mindware.
The classroom.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That one is by far my favorite.
Well, thanks. That seems to be, at least for the, I don't know, dozen or so people who've weighed in with their favorite, that's number one as far as, you know, currently.
Climbing the charts.
It's only been out since officially July 4th, so, you know, it's way too early to tell. But thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And I definitely feel like a very honored individual to be one to get one of the, like, the pre-releases, being at Fork Fest.
You may actually have received the first one. Because you...
That is an honor.
Well, it was an honor because you came up... specifically for ForkFest, all the way from Tennessee, and you weren't staying for the little listening party that I had for everybody. So I wanted to make sure that before you left, you got a copy, because, you know, we talked about music, and, you know, I figured out what you were into, and I thought, yeah, this guy's going to dig this. So, yeah, you're welcome, and also thank you. You're number one, pal.
And the Beard Talk Live shirt and the Captain, I don't know if I, Kickass, I can say.
You can, Captain Kickass, yeah. It's radio safe.
It is radio safe. I'm trying to keep that. That's why I wanted to call into Beard Talk Live first, so I could try to get that out and practice the call in. But those are some of the most comfortable shirts. I don't want to work in them because I don't want to mess them up, but I wear them out anytime I can.
I have a photo of a guy who does... I have a photo of a guy who does, like, contracting type work, and he was working in some cement and, you know, got the shirt, you know, nice and dirtied up. And so I took a photo of it so that you can, you know, person can get an idea of what it looks like when it's all dirtied up.
Still looks good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm calling in because I just wanted to announce that I, after coming up to Fort Fest, I'm planning on coming up to the next one and staying through the Porcupine Freedom Fest and then probably just never leaving.
That's awesome. All right. You absolutely should.
So that is the plan, and
cool.
Step one has started to, I guess it's be enacted. So I am on my way.
I can tell you, well, and I don't know what the time frame is, but there is a person that I'm aware of who's looking for somebody who knows how to do framing. Do you know how to do framing?
If you know how to build a house, I'll fly you up here from...
He says he knows how.
Yeah? If you can frame a house, I'll fly you up for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
I think the business card, I can still contact you on that number.
Yeah, if you want to just send me a...
number, we can work that out.
Yeah, if you just want to send me
DM
a text, send me a text to that number on my business card. And then I'll make sure I give it to Steve Classic here, who's the guy who's looking for the framing help, and then you guys can have a conversation.
Do you have a camper?
That's actually kind of the plan, is I'm going to try to move up there in a camper.
How did you get up to Porkfest? Did you fly up here, or did you drive up?
No, I drove, and then I stayed at Rogers Campground in the hotel room.
Oh, well, the hotel room.
You see, Steve Classic, if you'd have come to Porkfest or Porkfest, you would know all of this.
I know. That's another 2 hours that I've already got 2 hours. But hey, come from Tennessee, how many hours is that, right? I know.
It's worth the drive.
It depends. Connecticut was 3 hours, and that was coming and going. It was just the worst traffic.
Yeah, Connecticut's the worst.
I lived through Atlanta. Connecticut was worse.
I currently still live in Connecticut. Technically, I'm a New Hampshire resident.
I'm sorry.
But Connecticut is terrible for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like New York City. It's
horrible.
The suburb of New York City.
So, yeah, on the way back, it ended up being about 21 hours.
Ooh.
And I did it just straight through. I just powered through it.
Yeah, yeah. I drove recently from New Hampshire to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and back, and that was something I never want to do again. And I say that having made the drive from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Seattle, and back, not necessarily, you know, back to back or anything, but I had to drive out to Seattle to move there, and then I made the drive back once, and I was just like, oh my God, I will never do this again, basically because of Montana. Montana is just like, you enter Montana, and the scenery doesn't change for like 2 days.
Yeah, that would mess with my head.
But there's no speed limit, right?
Well, in certain areas, and only during daylight.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
And I don't know if it's still there. At least when I made the drive, I hit Montana right about daybreak, and the speed limit sign said, speed limit. And then it had the inverted white and black, so it was mainly white with black lettering.
Yeah.
Or the other way, the
black
opposite,
with
black
lettering.
With white lettering. And it said nighttime 65.
Oh.
Speed limit was nighttime 65, so it didn't say any speed limit during the day, so I just stepped on it. I was in a car. I was in a car that had one of these speedometers that only went up to like 80, and so I buried the needle all the way through Montana. And yeah, it was a horrific experience. I only stopped for gas and to use the John and that kind of thing. Anyway, Will, were you calling about something else besides the announcement? That's a great announcement, by the way. Congratulations. You are definitely welcome here.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, I just wanted to call and announce and just let every listener out there know that you guys are even better in real life than on the radio. And you guys are great on the radio. So.
Well, thanks.
Well, mind, and it needs to be erased. Oh, well, I guess I could talk about Scooter for a second. So,
all right. Skyler, Scooter, Scooby, Skeeter, Scatter, Sylvester. That's my new Sylvester.
Scatter is a good one for him because he's very scattered.
Yes, he is very scattered, but it almost sounds like he's finally tuning in to somebody who has an opposing idea, and it's forcing him to defend his own idea, and he's not able to do it. And he does, and he's never been challenged in that way before. And I know he talks about Ian. He's like, "Why do you always straw man me all the time?" And it's like, well, he's trying to have a conversation with you, and you know, and it's all right to, if somebody has a different viewpoint, to challenge your viewpoint. And if you can't stand on it, then he's just having a hard time coming to terms with that. Is kind of what I gather.
Yeah, and like you know, to an extent that you know, listeners and even ourselves, some of the hosts occasionally be like, "Oh, it's Skeeter again," right? Like we take his call because of that, right? Because like you have to give human beings a chance at redemption, a chance at learning, a chance to you know have their viewpoints challenged in a way that they've never been challenged before. And so you know that's why, that's part of the reason that we're here doing Free Talk Live, is to help people. You know, open their mind a little bit and become more tolerant of other human beings.
Yeah. Hey, Will, is it windy where you are?
Yeah, I think he's got a window down. So.
I am driving my window down, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the air conditioner.
It might be that. But yeah, like, I'm actually just now hitting Atlanta, so I should probably get off the phone before I say something I shouldn't.
All right, well, we appreciate the call. Feel free to call us back, and we'll see you when you get back to New Hampshire. Peace. Yeah, that guy came up specifically for Forkfest.
Wow.
And immediately identified me because, well, you know, I'm an identifiable guy.
You're
I don't know. You really blend in.
Yeah, I just look like everybody.
Yeah,
there.
average
everyman.
Joe.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't stick out at all
Not
in a crowd.
No. Nope.
And so he just basically hung out with us from like day one. Like
that was
I got
cool.
there, I got there Thursday night, and he went with us to the barbecue
Smoking
place or whatever.
Tea,
yeah, yeah,
right?
And all that kind of thing.
Excellent food, by the way. To plug him real quick, if you go to Forkfest or Porkfest or Lancaster at all.
Yeah, Smoking
Tea. Amazing
teas.
Food. Yep.
Yeah,
definitely a favorite for our group.
Indeed. And so he just kind of hung out with us the whole and had a good time, and you know, just hung out and got to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He got to get some gold backs and crypto and do some transactions.
It's always
and,
cool when people do that, and I think it's also a really great idea before you know, if you're even thinking about moving.
Mm-hmm.
Forkfest and Porkfest is a great time because, and especially Porkfest, because there's a little bit more people there. You get to meet people from all over the state. You
yeah.
get to really, really experience New Hampshire. It's like a deep immersion in New Hampshire culture. And, you know, it's probably hard for some people to believe, but we kind of, you know, it's not like it's Porkfest every day, but that's a pretty decent representation of how it is here. You can use goldbacks. You can use crypto.
Yeah.
You know, you can have entire
Silver.
Communities of I mean, I have like several groups of different libertarian type friends. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's really the place to be if you're looking for like-minded people that value freedom.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about both Forkfest and Porkfest, and even Sporkfest for...
And what is that?
That's the people who just stay late.
Yeah, okay.
It's, yeah.
They have to get kicked out.
Well, I mean...
manually removed. People are still up there.
Look.
So, it never
ends. Going on.
It's still some, going on.
Some people have more free time than others.
Yeah.
And so... You know, maybe they don't like how Porkfest is being run or the organizers or some of the people or whatever. And so they create their own little thing. And that's what freedom oriented people do. If you don't like a thing, create something you do like.
Right, there's choice.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, and so like what's really great about like Forkfest and Sporkfest is that they have occurred and. No one has been like, oh, no, we can't have that. You know, like, no one has tried to, like, crush these other fests or, like, they're competing with. No, they
right.
welcomed them
mm-hmm.
because
right.
that's what freedom-oriented
More competition
people do.
Makes things better. Yeah.
Right. And so it really is a testament to the minds, if you will, the tolerance, the society, the ability for free people to go, if you're not hurting anybody or taking anybody's stuff or harming property, just do whatever you want, man.
Right.
You know?
You want to pay in goldbacks?
Sure. And I have to say that, like, I mean, I did transactions in, I got some of these, the old school silver dimes.
Yeah, those are cool.
I got a silver round from somebody that has, like, a sports figure, you know, stamp on it and a date and a number on it. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Dave had these little tiny silver pieces that
he was like, hey,
if you
commemorative
put this,
yeah, they were special Pork Fest,
Fest 20
yeah.
branded, you yeah. know, kind of things, and
I got 10 of them.
I was able to acquire some first edition New Hampshire Goldbacks. Just sort of randomly ended up in the tip jar. And I was like, oh, what are the? Oh, look, they're the
original.
They're the, 20,
OG
the 2020 or whatever, because yeah. The Utahs were 2019, and I think the first New Hampshire's were 2020. Yeah.
Really?
The newer ones say, like, Orem 2022, and the ones before that will say, like, 2021 and 2020, I believe. Yeah. So there's been a slight change in the design, too, for the New Hampshire ones, the Goldbacks. So the original ones...
These are, this one's Orem 2021.
Right, so that's still second edition.
Oh,
so your first edition will say, like, Goldback 2020, I believe. And if you have any of
like
those...
trading cards, I got to get a 2020.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Dang. It
yeah.
is so
I'll
fun.
Trade you a Utah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I've got, dude, all I got is 5 Nevadas. Can we make a deal? Right? Yeah. But that's the beauty of Porkfest. Is like,
yeah.
not only is it sort of a live beta test for what... commerce might look like without a state, right? Like, we're proving that it can be
yeah.
done.
Agorism,
right?
yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, okay, here's free people transacting
yeah.
without giving a crap about what the man has to say about it,
yeah.
right? And successfully doing it with, I mean, it is one of the most peaceful places I have ever been. Mm-hmm. The energy there is just so overwhelmingly positive. Right? You'll hear, if you're in any of the chat groups, you're going to hear, like, there's, like, two people complaining about, like, some of the nudists. There's a body freedom camp,
yeah.
You know, that's there. Like, oh, we don't like nude. And there's a couple of people, like, we had somebody come over to the site, an elderly lady, come over to my site and go, are you guys going to be loud again tonight? And then, like, we're
she's
like...
She's the nudist?
No.
I was going to say, like, are you going to wear some clothes tonight, lady?
I'm just saying that there are...
Be quiet.
I have heard exactly 3 people complain. About a festival that held 3,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing. So it's the same 3 people complaining about everything, probably. So, and you're always going to get that once it grows to a certain point, and this
yeah.
is with anything, any festival, any event. Once you get thousands of people together, there's always going to be a couple people.
Yeah.
And actually, generally, I go to a lot of music festivals and stuff like
sure.
that. Typically, there's a lot more issues. There's a lot more people getting hurt. There's a lot more things that
Jokes.
People are complaining right. about, you know, like security and the rules. There's really nothing
yeah,
like that.
What's the security board for?
The Pork Rangers.
Is it all self-secured?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And they don't really, it's really just, you know, some kid fell off their bike, go get the golf cart
like,
and bring
yeah.
them to free
like,
aid
yeah,
or
like,
something.
No,
you know, it's not really too serious.
I witnessed I'm going to call it a toddler. I don't know how old this little girl was, but she fell down. On one of the paved ways. Like, you know, she was going at a pretty good clip, right? She was
mm-hmm.
running, and she fell down, like, scraped her knee or something and started
yeah.
crying. And
30
like,
people come on.
It was,
yeah.
yeah, it was like, and like, I'm a nurse, out of my way, you know, this kind of a
yeah.
thing, right? You know, and like, you couldn't have gotten help in the regular world
yeah.
the way that this girl got help this one day at Porkfest.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and it's like, oh, how are we going to function without the ambulance and the police and
right.
this, that, and the other
right.
thing? And it actually works out when you have... real communities coming
yeah.
together. And, I mean, it can work like that on a larger... Like, it's not just Porkfest. I mean, it can work like that in real life, too.
There was a black Jeep with... it had some sort of a very large machine gun mounted to the top of it
mm.
There. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you don't see
awesome.
That every day.
Should.
You know?
We should see them every day.
And, like, I've never felt safer than...
Yeah.
At Porkfest, or Forkfest and Porkfest, right?
Yeah.
Not because there was some giant behemoth security agency or a whole bunch of uniformed guys with guns enforcing the will of masters on us. No, it was because everybody was taking personal responsibility
yes.
for their own safety and security.
Absolutely.
Now, what about like the health department, the Department of Revenue Services, trying to get their piece of the action on meals, taxes, and all that? I heard that they were run out. When they came to try to
Was that?
Might I don't be think some taxes.
Yeah, last year. Some time ago.
I thought that was a prank. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there because I wasn't there the year that that
happened. There's no health inspector saying how hot is the cooking oil and all that crap, you know? Like, they do at country fairs. They do
like,
at fairs.
Like, these people, if they want to show up unannounced and roam around, they can, right? We won't know, right? You can't tell them from any other fest goer, right? We wouldn't know. Same thing with feds. I'm sure there's a bunch of feds there roaming around.
Yeah.
You know, different agencies sending their own, you know, lackey to go scope it out. Right. Look at what these extremists are doing. They're having fun. They're listening to music. They're playing games. Oh, my God.
The horror.
The horror. They don't have a license. Yeah. Shut them down.
Do you have a license to tell that joke?
They're launching rockets to take pictures of space.
I'm sorry, sir. We're going to have to shut you down. You don't have a license for fun. So, yeah, no, the vibe there is overwhelmingly positive. Like, the energy coming off of everybody transacting freely, negotiating with each other freely, you know, acquiring things, handmade gifts and trinkets and, you know, commemorative stuff and just the creativity alone, the art, if you will, that is Forkfest and Porkfest is amazing to experience. And overwhelmingly positive energy coming from the whole place the entire time. And when something does, you know, go awry, because human beings are humans, right? Something's going to go wrong. The response is immediate. It's fast, right? Because everybody's tied into the chat rooms or the chat groups or different chat groups or different things. And, like, but the response is way faster than anything the government could ever conceive of putting together.
Right. My tent is on fire. Well, just bring some fire extinguishers. Don't call the fire department,
like,
right?
No, like, you know what? I don't know if this happened, but, like, if somebody showed up without a tent, I guarantee you a tent would appear for these people.
Right?
People would be like, oh, you know what? I've got an extra one.
A spare
here.
Tarp or whatever.
Yeah. Somebody would make one, or we'd build a lean-to or something, right? You know what I mean? Something would happen to take care of whomever. Lynn Ulbricht was there, Ross Ulbricht's mom.
Right.
And she was put up in a hotel room. And that was just, you know, out of somebody's generosity. That wasn't like, you know, prearranged or anything like that, you know. And so it's like, these people will take care of their own. This is a community.
But what are we going to do without welfare?
Who's going to pave the roads when they get washed out from all the rain?
I know.
Well, if the roads were built properly, they don't have that problem.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Vermont, but it seems like they're doing pretty good with their roads. Half of them are washed out. You can't even use them.
They're doing good.
Yeah, they're doing real good. Yeah. Thank God they have taxes.
Oh,
yeah, they better raise them.
The pot will be filled at any time now.
Yeah.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, still to come, the first cop convicted for not intervening on a fellow cop. That's right. The first time that I'm aware of is still to come. This is Free Talk Live.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Five people were killed from flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania on Saturday evening. Officials say two children are still missing. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia on Saturday has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement Sunday saying the, quote, monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location and exchanged gunfire with him twice. The presidential campaign of Ron DeSantis let go as many as 12 staffers, with more layoffs likely in the coming weeks. 2024 GOP frontrunner, former President Trump, tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures he doesn't have any indication if his motion to have the federal trial delayed will be granted. Carlos Alcaraz has defeated Novak Djokovic for the Wimbledon title on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Trying to get that low note, I can't.
That was great.
Cookie Monster,
Gregorian, and we're back.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Gregorian Chant Live.
Maybe I'll work on that in next break.
Yeah, maybe don't do that next time.
Fail.
The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's...
Nikki.
Steve Classic.
Steve Classic.
How am I supposed to talk
about? I don't know. I got to get off to Gregorian.
It's me, the captain. I'm here, too. I'm only heading up the show. It's fine. Before we go on, I want to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization, which I'm a big fan of, by the way, because a decentralized autonomous organization cannot be taken down by any government. BitRefill does also allow for discounted purchases using Dash at national retailers. It's one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Again, visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org.
And get the Dash Direct app, too.
Yeah. So I just want to swing back real quick to that article from The Guardian about library and all that kind of stuff, because you guys were asking about the licensing. I don't have the exact violation in front of me, but it was similar to the same charges they levied at the Crypto 6, which was unlicensed money transmitting, I believe, something along those lines, which is what the SEC and the organization LBRY we're battling about, not securities fraud, as claimed falsely by The Guardian. So I just wanted to clear that up. They didn't actually put that in the article, which is why we didn't actually get to it. So another mark against The Guardian for poor journalism, doing no homework at all, and just trying to associate everything cryptocurrency with January 6th.
Written by AI. Probably just pulled things and just assembled an article. No?
It was written by... AU, artificial unintelligence.
Yeah.
Or NU, natural unintelligence. Yes. So, at any rate, let's just go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah going once. Sarah going twice. All right, Sarah, you may have your phone muted or you've left us, so call us back if you want to be on the air. All right, let's move on to our next topic. This blew me away when I read it because I'd never heard of anything like this ever happening. We talk frequently about how cops operate as a gang. They do.
They're a unionized gang.
They always got their... Mm-hmm. They've got their partner, they got backup, they got somebody else down the street waiting for them. They never operate solo, right? They always operate as a gang. And so whenever a cop commits some sort of injustice, a beating, a killing of a person, a dog, the destruction of some property, a SWAT team, bangs down the wrong house or whatever. Whenever these cops commit some sort of a crime themselves, none of the other cops ever get prosecuted for anything, for being an accessory, for all the things the rest of us, of course, would be arrested and prosecuted for. So if a cop bashes in a citizen's head and there's his partner standing there doing nothing about it, well, normally, if it were you or I bashing in somebody's head and somebody was standing next to it, if you were the person standing next to it, you would go to jail for not intervening, for not helping the victim, for not stopping the guy, right?
Well, cops do this. Would you?
Cops do this all the time where, like, there's a cop beating a guy and their buddy, their partner, their fellow cop does nothing. They just stand there and watch.
So I was under the impression they were supposed to do that. Because that's what it seems like, because they do that more often than not.
Well, this from the Free Thought Project. The first cop convicted for not intervening as fellow cop bashed man's face in with a gun and strangled him.
Gosh.
Martinez was convicted for failing to intervene when another officer violently assaulted an Army veteran. So.
That was like failing to help bash the guy's face in. Hold him down. You're not holding him down while I'm beating him up.
In a groundbreaking case, former Colorado police officer Francine Martinez was convicted for failing to intervene when another officer violently assaulted this gentleman, who happens to be an Army veteran, during an arrest in 2021. Martinez is the first officer to face a jury and be found guilty under a new police accountability law that was passed following the tragic murder of George Floyd in 2020. This conviction is a much-needed step in the right direction for holding law enforcement officers accountable for their actions and encouraging a culture of transparency. I'm going to stop there. While this law that may have resulted in this thing happening as a first It's not enough, not by any stretch of the imagination. And when it comes to this encouraging a culture of transparency, well, the claim is made by government itself that government is of the people and for the people and by the people. It's not. Why do I say that? Because if it were, we'd be able to fire these bastards. Like, on the spot. Like, no, you did that. Nope, that's wrong. You're fired.
Right.
Right, but we can't.
I'm assuming it used to be like that 200 years ago.
No.
No?
No.
They had qualified immunity back then?
Well, it
wasn't called that. It was called...
It's still a gang. They would intimidate people. Yeah, well, without me, who will protect you? Right? It's the same trope, right?
To protect
this, this quote, encouraging a culture of transparency. Well, if, as government says, it is of the people, for the people, and by the people, the entire organization should be transparent, and anybody, anywhere should be able, and I don't even care if you're a citizen or not, anyone, anywhere should be able to look at any portion of government at any time.
Unredacted.
It should be 100% transparent.
Right. If they really say that it's transparent.
Yeah. But it's not. Yeah. And in fact,
it's opaque.
It's it's definitely opaque. Yeah. It's not even translucent. Right. It's not even letting a little, it's not like stained glass or something. It's not even letting a little light in, right? It's walled off.
Mm-hmm.
The United States government is one of the most private organizations on planet Earth.
Incorporated.
Yeah. Continuing on, Martinez was fired after an internal investigation exposed her violation of several department policies during the violent arrest of Kyle Vincent. We talked about this previously on Free Talk Live. John Hubbard, the officer who brutally attacked Vincent, resigned amid the investigation. This new law, which mandates that officers must intervene when witnessing unlawful physical force, has been hailed as a potential catalyst for change in law enforcement agencies across the country. State Representative Leslie Herod, who played a significant role in crafting the 2020 law, emphasized the importance of criminal consequences for officers who fail to intervene or report incidents of excessive force. She believes that these provisions will help to expose and eliminate harmful behavior within law enforcement. As the Free Thought Project, and Free Talk Live for that matter, has been pointing out for years, a good cop who doesn't stop a bad cop is a bad cop.
I mean, yeah.
And I don't think that there's anyone, including cops, who can argue with that. If you'd like to, the telephone number is 603-283-6160.
But that goes for all human beings, right? And I know we just basically said this, but if... You know, you start bashing Steve's head into the ground.
No, don't do it. Nikki, help.
I should, exactly. If I don't do something to intervene, whether it's, you know, calling Matt from next door or, you know, trying to resolve the situation myself, if I just do nothing and like, well, I mean, that's your problem. Well, looks like that sucks. Well, that makes me a bad person.
Yeah, you're just over there on your phone. You're like,
Right, but if you look at what's happening, like the subway thing in New York City, you know, there, some guy's going crazy. Like, people don't want to get involved because if they get involved and they hurt the guy, then they're going to get sued, you know, or shoot back or whatever.
And
you
that's why it's scary, you know.
Yeah, but so why get involved?
Well, the reason people don't want to get involved is because they aren't afraid of getting involved in that immediate situation. They're afraid of what will happen after.
Yeah, exactly.
And the repercussions from the law, the government.
Yeah, right.
So the government has put people into such a position of fear that they're not even willing to help out their fellow men. We see it repeatedly where, like, we'll see, footage from security cameras or somebody's cell phone of some sort of an altercation happening. You know, a fight breaks out in a store or something like that.
And people are just...
And instead of helping or trying to break up the fight, everybody just busts out their phones and records it. It's like...
Right.
How
I guess on World Star Hip Hop, you get a million views.
One of the things that irks me the most about people in general, and I'm including freedom-oriented people in this, because even freedom-oriented people haven't learned to do this enough, and that is to start standing up for your community, right? Yourselves, your family, your friends, other people. Like, I can't say it enough. It doesn't happen enough. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I don't think that secession will happen until enough people have, you know, shown up here in New Hampshire, to help make that change work, to help make it go, and then also stand up for each other.
Absolutely.
Right? Because, I mean, what that is doing vicariously is standing up for each other, right? But until everybody is consciously aware of it, like, hey, not only am I standing up for me because I want to be as free as I possibly can. I want to be as uninhibited. I want to make all of my own decisions. I want to be responsible for all of my earthly needs, right? Or at least take responsibility for them. Whether that's hiring them out to somebody or somebody else is irrelevant. I've taken responsibility to make it go. I'm not outsourcing it to anybody. Because I want to be free, I realize that everyone else must also be free. That's the only way I can be free, is everyone else also needs to be free.
Everyone has to take responsibility.
Right. And so there could use to be a lot more of that in this world.
But there are people who will not be responsible. And the thing is, you'd almost need qualified immunity for citizens who stand up to people who are, you know, causing trouble. If there's, you know, because that's why people don't want to get into a fight or stop someone from doing this.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be immunity. It doesn't have to be so dramatic now where I have to, you know, prove all of the, if someone's attacking me and I was going to defend myself with a firearm in some states, I mean, you have to go prove that I did everything, including jump out of the window to try to run away from this person. It's really that bad in some states.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think it needs to be, you know, immunity across the board. Like, oh, well, you know, I was trying to do the right thing, but I accidentally did the wrong thing. There just needs to be less of the suffocating restrictions, you know?
Yeah,
I can't resuscitate someone without being afraid that they're going to, you know, say I was assaulting them. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, passing a new law isn't going to help.
It never does.
And there's already so many laws that they can't be counted.
I know that you know, people didn't want to help someone in a car accident because if you pull them out of a car, then they get injured because you pull them out of the car.
Yeah.
Now you're responsible for their injuries.
And that's the thing. But then if the car explodes, I have that on my conscience that now this person is inside the burning car. You know, so it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, do the right thing, not the legal thing. That's the important
that's,
part.
And that's really good advice because you always have to, you know, state aside. You always have to live with your conscience and your karma. And to me, that's the most important thing. Like, I can deal with the repercussions of the state. I can't deal with what's going to happen to me on a spiritual level.
Yeah, if you
need to be able to live with myself, even if I'm in jail or whatever.
Right. And the state does a really, well, in their mind, a really good job. In my mind, a really horrible job. And you'll see what I mean in just a second. The state does this thing where they have most people convinced that doing the right thing and doing the legal thing are the same thing. And they're not. In fact, they're very far apart from each other. Doing the right thing is a far more noble thing to do than doing the legal thing almost across the board, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, Vincent's attorney, Siddhartha Rathod, reinforced the notion that this verdict should send a clear message to law enforcement that the blue code of silence is over. He also called upon prosecutors in Colorado to prioritize these types of cases as a means of driving systemic change. Martinez's conviction follows that of former Loveland, Colorado police officer Daria Jolly, who pled guilty to a failure to intervene and was sentenced to 45 days in jail.
Ooh.
After a fellow officer injured a 73-year-old woman with dementia during an arrest.
Oh, my. They were arresting a 73-year-old woman with dementia?
Yeah.
Why is there...
Yeah.
Why is that even happening?
Well, why is it that 250, thereabouts, years have gone by, and this is the first time that any sort of law has been, you know, put into effect, whatever that means, to actually hold police accountable for other police.
What's that code of silence?
Right.
Right.
Right. Why has it taken 250 years? This is how slow and ancient and barbaric the organization type known as government is.
Mm-hmm.
They do not do anything quickly. And they, when they do something on an off time, they do something that seems like it's a good idea. It's far too little and it's far too late.
Yeah, they screw it up and they waste a bunch of money doing it.
And if they don't get it right, they want more money to get it right.
Yeah, it's like anyone else in any other situation, that person would be fired. So when are we, you know, going to stand up and fire them? Like, they should have been fired 200 years ago.
As the movement for police accountability gains traction, nearly two dozen of the country's 100 largest police departments have implemented duty to intervene policies. Now, this is not law.
Policy.
Yeah. Policies since the racial justice protests that followed Floyd's murder. However, Henderson, director of the Center for Justice Research at Texas Southern University, acknowledged the challenge of tracking whether officers are responding to these policies by intervening in incidents of excessive force. Well, they're not going to. It's a policy.
And honestly, I would have assumed, very naive of me, I would have assumed that those policies would have already been in place.
Well, they probably
very naive of me.
They probably have a policy, and then, well, you have three strikes, so it's probably going to be three times before the policy.
But it sounds like they didn't even have the policy.
No, 100 of the largest police departments in the United States have recently implemented these policies.
100?
Since Floyd's murder. So,
doesn't sound like very many.
No, and I would be willing to bet that the rest of the departments that are smaller have no such policy.
They still have the blue coat of silence policy. the other 9 million that are, or whatever.
Yeah. Despite the existence of federal duty to intervene laws and policies, officers may still fail to intervene due to inadequate training and rigid workplace hierarchies. Both Christy E. Lopez, Georgetown Law Professor and former Deputy Chief in Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice, and the Henderson have urged for more comprehensive training to change police culture, according to a report in the USA Today. Herod concurred, stating, there is no silver bullet to changing a culture that has been traditionally protect the blue at all cost.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to throw up. This is just...
back to blue and all that, you know?
It's just crazy to me that these people need special training to not murder people and assault 70-year-old women and, like, children with special needs. Like, we need to train you to not shoot people and dogs and, you know, like, what?
Have you ever, Nikki, gone to, like a salon, a pedicure, or get your hair done, you know, makeover, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Those people running that business, performing those tasks, receive more training than police.
I was going to say, did they get special training to not shoot me in the head when I go to get my nails done?
They didn't need that kind of training because they know it's wrong to not shoot their customers.
They have common sense?
Yeah. So the relationship between police and everyone else is not that of customer and provider.
Well, and that's the thing, too. So the thing with police is they're above the law. They're above all you civilians, all you rule breakers and you criminals. So they act as such. They act as if they're, you know, they have this God complex. You know, like they're better than you and they can do whatever they want.
They can.
Yeah. And they treat, it's very apparent most, with the way they treat people.
Most people assume that the relationship between government and themselves, whether it's police, military, bureaucrats, you know, the DMV, whatever, most people assume that it is a customer to consumer, a business to consumer relationship. It is not. Because everything else in your life is.
Right. There's no competition. You can't go to the other DMV.
Right.
Does anyone really believe that, though?
Oh, they do. Of course they do. It's pounded into their head in school, right? We are the government. We are the people. We own the government. We run the government. The government is us.
I mean, I could.
Right? That's what that's pounded into their head in public school and reinforced through television and media for the rest of your life.
We the people.
Right. Yeah. The people are the government. You've heard this.
Yeah. But I didn't know anybody actually believed that.
No, I mean, I hear it all the time when people are like, oh, well, I can't believe the police would do such a thing. We're the government. We should. Like, no, we're not.
Yeah,
they are.
Joke.
They are. The relationship is not that of consumer to business, right? They are not an employee of a business that we run, right? They are the enforcers and they are only there to protect themselves and their organization, not you, not me, not our families, not our friends, not our community. They are not there. They might occasionally do something that resembles one of those things, that resembles protecting somebody.
It's like when a serial killer every once in a while has to, like, donate money to charity or, like, go sing to old people in the nursing home to make them feel better about themselves. Service. It's the same thing.
It'd be like, more like if a serial killer, like, accidentally killed, like, a pedophile.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, well, I'm not going to be too sad about that guy dying because, you know.
That was the biggest service to the community was murdering the wrong person.
Can you imagine a serial
community service?
Can you imagine a serial killer? You know, I think I'm going to target a pedophile today. I feel like doing some community service.
Yeah,
I got to give back a little bit.
Fire up the wood chipper.
Repent for the other people.
As Free Thought Project reported at the time, body camera footage from Vincent's arrest reveals the harrowing scene of Halbert attacking Vincent, pointing his gun at him, and threatening to shoot him. The city settled the matter for $850,000.
$850,000 taxpayer dollars.
Without a lawsuit being filed. Yeah. Mind you, when it says the city settled the matter for $850,000, this money did not come from either of these officers.
But who is the city? It's the people.
Right.
See, the government is the people.
and if the city didn't have $850,000 just laying around to pay this bill, you can bet your babushka that they increased taxes to raise that money.
Mm-hmm.
Halbert is now facing multiple charges. His trial is set to begin in November. As law enforcement officers are increasingly held accountable for their actions, this conviction marks a crucial turning point in dismantling the blue wall of silence and fostering transparency within the system. I agree that this is a good thing that for the first time, a cop who did not intervene in another cop being evil, has been punished for not intervening. We need more of that. But I think the way that they're going about it, trying to pass laws or even get these departments to just pass policies, is not going to give us what we desire. 603-283-6160. Do you have something?
No.
Okay. I see there's some calls on hold. We'll get to those coming up. Plus, we've got more stories to talk about, including why some activists might need to have amputations.
Ooh, sticky situation.
Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.